I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Radio Godzilla Howard Stern yesterday told Infinity Broadcasting, his employer, that they can take his job and, well, if you've listened to Howard, you can probably fill the rest of it in. He says he's moving his show to Sirius Satellite Radio, something that has big implications for the relatively new medium and for broadcast radio as well. Joining us now from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles, Tess Figlin. Tess, first, what are the terms of the deal for Howard Stern?
Well, as of January 2006, Alex, I'm sorry, you won't be able to listen to his show on Infinity anymore. You'll only be able to get it on Sirius, and they are one of two major satellite radio services currently out there. It's a subscription service. You pay for the equipment. You pay for a monthly fee. It's a lot like cable television. And Sirius better hope that a really good chunk of Stern's 12 million listeners sign up in droves, because they've committed to a five-year, $500 million deal to get Stern on their air. Sirius says it'll need at least 1 million new subscribers to help pay for that.
$500 million?
$500 million over 5 years.
Do these guys have our phone? No, never mind. Well, why is he going? I mean, you know, $500 million aside.
$500 million aside, he says he's just fed up with being hassled by the FCC as part of its indecency crackdown. You know, earlier this year, it imposed some huge fines on radio stations that aired his show. Clear Channel actually yanked him off some of its stations, even though really the content of his show is no different from what he's been doing the last two decades. But satellite radio is not subject to FCC regulation.
You know, I hear these satellite guys are picking up all sorts of talent. What is going on?
Well, at least right now, it is very much the new thing that's out there. For Viacom, which owns Infinity, that Howard Stern used to be on, this actually means a loss of about $100 million in annual revenue. Now, that's a drop in the bucket for a company with revenues of almost $27 billion. But really, most analysts see this move of Howard Stern as a pretty significant validation for what's a relatively new medium, to have a star of his magnitude jump ship. I spoke with April Horace, who's an analyst for investment firm Janco Partners, and she compared it to the impact of DirecTV and EchoStar on the TV world.
You know, when I first looked at satellite radio and the opportunity, the first question is, are you willing to pay for something you would otherwise get for free? And then two, are consumers really willing to make an investment, purchase the equipment, and then pay a monthly fee? People are willing to pay for better quality sound and more choice.
And, of course, both XM Satellite Radio and Sirius are commercial-free, which addresses a pretty big frustration for commercial radio consumers today. In fact, earlier this year, Clear Channel cut the amount of advertising on its stations as part of that frustration. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how countries compete for humanitarian aid with so much strife in the world.
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.